Bezal Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam, Sichu Sha'a, Voice of Tumas, the laws of the other primary categories of Tumas, the Seva Tara, and the Book of Purity, which we continue in a similar vein from the previous Perek, discussing certain milas that the sages made in the levels of Tumas, which are a specific zeris of the Chachamim regarding Tumas, regarding situations of doubt. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, regarding five levels that the Chacham made regarding garments. Chamash Milas says Chacham Begadim. There's five levels that the sages made regarding the laws of garments. Beilehin, they are, first of all, Bigdei Ama'aretz. We consider the garments of ignoramus as midras, as if it was stepped on by a zav, which is them, their wives, which are nida, lo'ichli chulim b'tara, for those who eat their chul in the state of tara. Just those who are careful for that. In tara, we consider the garments of Ama'aretz, which are not careful. We don't consider them as careful regarding, we consider the garments like a midras. And v'china ma'aretz atzmam, and actually even the ignoramus themselves, we consider them kizavim l'taharis, because in them as a zav who contaminates taharis that he touches, for the laws of purity. Kama Shabbat Nalak explained this in Perek from Hilchos Matam Mishkan Moshe. Now uvigdi oichel chulem, next level, the garments of oichel chulem b'tahara, those who eat their chulin in the state of purity, but still it's only chulin. Midras loichel ma'isa sheni, we consider their garments as if it was stepped on, which is essentially what a garment is. It's pressed on from the body weight of the zav. For those who eat ma'isa sheni, which requires a level of purity. Now, avaloichel chulim b'tar, but in contrast to the first case of the ama'aretz, those who eat their chul in the state of purity, the heim, the krem purushim, they're considered those who are parush. They're the ones that are careful in the laws of purity. They separate from tuma. Inim kazavim, they're not treated themselves like a zav. Now, afil a truma, and even regarding to truma, harizah parash tar, we consider that parish itself as tar. Afilim noga babagufa, even if he touched it with his body. Next level, ubigda uchla maisasheni. Now, the garments of those who eat maisasheni, and each one is obviously more severe than the other ones, which they're considered pure in regards to the parish, and parish in regards to the amoretz, but the garments of those who eat maisasheni are midras, likely truma, consider their garments as midras for the higher level of those who eat truma. Ubigda uchla truma, the garments of one who eats truma is midras, like kaid, is considered midras for kachim. But again, those who eat truma themselves, they're not considered like a zav in regards to the laws of kachim. And the last level is those who garments of those who eat kachim is medras lachatas. Their garments are considered like medras for the paraduma, which are called chatas, which the sages were very stringent regarding its purity. Like we explained the laws of the red heifer in Perek Gimel Halacha Alf. But again, in contrast to the first case, someone who himself is pure for kachim, in the case of lachatz, we don't consider him like a zav himself regarding chatas. These are all stringencies regarding their garments. Halacha Beis. Other milas the Chacham made, this time specific regarding tevila and netila. V'chein, so to us, Chacham milas, but tevila, sages also made certain stringencies and levels in the laws of immersion. Case of household. So mishum tov b'lo kavana, if someone immersed without intent, that is a tar l'chulin, so ultimately he did a tevila, and he's pure for the laws of chulin of unconsecrated produce. But v'asa b'maisa sheni, he's forbidden in the second taif, atshes kavan litbol l'maiser, until he had a mind for immersion for maiser, which is a higher level, as we went through in the previous halacha, than chulin. Tavol l'maiser. Let's say he immersed for the purposes. Oh, he wants to be pure for his maiser. Harizav cheskes tar l'maiser. So he's in the presumptive state of purity for maiser. But v'asav v'truma, he's going to be forbidden in truma. Tavol l'truma. Let's say he immersed for truma. Huchzak l'truma. He's presumed to be tar for truma. But v'asav v'kodesh, forbidden in kachim. Tavol l'kodesh. If he immersed for kachim, huchzak l'kodesh, presumed tar for kachim. But v'asav l'chatz, forbidden for the paraduma. Tavol l'chatz. But if he immersed for the highest level of the paraduma, huchzak l'kol, then he's presumed tar for them all. Kasha tevel l'chamer, huchzak l'kal. If you're immersing with something that's the more severe, you're presumed tar for that which is less severe. Now let's say tavol stam. Let's say someone immersed unspecified. But in the skam lechem kol elu, he didn't have any of these in mind. So hariz tar l'chul mevad. So he's going to be pure only for that of chulin. But tamei kashaya. But he's going to remain tamei as he was. Afil l'maiser, even for the second level, lowest, that of the maiser. Same thing is if he immerses his hands or he immerses them. Tzarch kavana afil l'maiser. So either one or two hands, or he has to have kavana even for maiser, like we said, not for chulin. And but I mean the maiser of a mal tzarch kavana, but for maiser and onwards and higher up, you need to have intent. But again, like for chulin, we said you don't have to have intent. And all these levels are all from rabbinic law. I will interpret regarding biblical law. Once you did an immersion, whatever the state was, you're going to be pure for everything. But again, these are my list of rabban. Halacha Gimel continues regarding someone was not paying attention. So Misha Yitar L'Truma, if someone was Tahar for Truma, but Vasich Esliba Melechel, but then his mind wandered off from eating the Truma. So Nitma Behetzach Adas, he becomes Tamei with just the lapse of awareness. And he's not eat truma until he actually immerses himself a second time. But it does not need some doubt. although if one actively becomes tummy, he has to have sundan. Here, that was not the stringency. Hayyadav taris l'truma. Let's say his hands were pure for truma. V'siich liba melecho, but then he distracted himself from eating. Alpha bishamay, even if he says yedayani shleinim yudah, I know that my hands have not become tummy. Hayyadav tameis pesachada, still his hands become tummy by his lapse of awareness. Shayyadayim eskonias, because hands are busy and they're always moving around, they might have touched something of tuma. So imla truma can, if we say this regarding truma, kavochem l'kadosh, for sure we do say this regarding the laws of kadosh. Shekol masiach tait, whoever doesn't pay attention, tzarech tevila, he has to go out and do another tevila. Vim leishoma asma v'tumas mes, and if he didn't safeguard himself from becoming tummy from a dead person, the liyod bevad shleinim, and he does not know definitively, did not become tummy from a dead person. So the tumas mes, a person becomes tummy then for 7 days. So actually, habriza tzarech hazar shleisha shvi, he has to actually spray himself with the ash of the paraduma day 3 and day 7. Nehesach das, because he didn't pay attention. But let's say he knows that he did not become tummy with a dead person. But he distracted himself of possibly becoming tummy from other tummies. So then okay, all that requires is immersion and sundown. But that's afla truma, even for truma. Now, although before we said regarding truma that someone's masich is das from eating truma, but he knows he did not become tummy, so he said all he has to do is tefillah and he does not need harav shemesh. He was talking about his masich is das from protecting himself from even from tuma, and therefore he would require harav shemesh because maybe he touched that of tuma. Now, v'davar baruch hu, but says the Rambam, it's very clear shekolel tefillah min devarim, that all these immersions are all from rabbinic law. Halacha Daled continues regarding vessels that are found or spittle in the streets. Also, the sages decreed that regarding vessels that are found in the marketplaces, in the streets, even in the desert where there's not even really people around over there, still that we presume these vessels to be tummy. Maybe these items became tummy from a zav or a mess. So too, the spittle that's found over there in the street is presumed to be tummy. Maybe it's a spittle from a zav or something similar like that. That's who Harik has said, that's what the spittle is from, and therefore it contaminates. Halacha hey, kol hakelim hanimtzam b'Yerushalayim. Now, however, all the vessels that are found in Yerushalayim, tohirim, they're pure. Afela nimtzu derech yiridil beis hatvila, even though it's found on the way, the path down to the mikveh, to the place of where the immersions are, which we would presume that it was obviously fell out before a person got a chance to table them. No, we're going to consider all vessels pure. Shalei gazru tumah lakelim hanimtzam b'Yerushalayim, because they did not decree the halacha of tumah on vessels that are found in Yerushalayim. Except for knives that are used for the slaughtering of kachim, because that's the stringency we did regarding kachim. Now, when we say that, is this that we stringent regarding knives is only a knife that's on Yerushalayim any other day of the year. But if someone finds a knife in Yerushalayim on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach, then actually you could actually even slaughter with the kachim right away. Because what people would do is they would table their knives on the 13th of Nisan so that it could then have sundown and be ready for Erev Pesach when everyone needs their knives to shech their Korban Pesach. And we're not concerned that maybe it was lost on the 13th before it was immersed and you find it on the 14th because generally they would sweep and clean out the marketplace of Yerushalayim every single day. So if it was lost yesterday, they would have found it and therefore we could presume that this is something that was lost today after it was already tabled yesterday. And even if the 14th, this day of Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, which is a chiddush, that we're not concerned that maybe the knife is tummy and then it's actually going to contaminate the kachim, and it comes that actually the one who's slaughtering is mechal Shabbos because you're actually doing an avera and you're not even doing a mitzvah. No, we're not concerned for that. Because they did not decree on the knives that were found on this day and Erev Pesach, because again, we presume everyone already tabled their knives for slaughtering the Pesach from the day before. And so to be find the knife on Yomtiv, that is also a case they could slaughter with it right away. Because the presumption of all vessels on Yomtiv are that tar, because everyone purifies their stuff for Yomtiv. Halacha vav, matzah saka mishleisha aser. If someone finds, however, the knife on the 13th of Nisan, the day before Erev Yomtiv, then mazalah umadbil, then you have to spray on it with the ash of the paraduma, and then you immerse it. For shechab alamacha, then you can slaughter with it the following day. And the reason for that is, mishasu b'yom zeh, they made it on this day, kiilu yom shleisha aser, as if the 13th of Nisan is shvishla, as if it's the 7th day of his purification. In other words, because everyone would purify their knives for slaughtering the Korban Pesach, and since they know they're going to have to purify from Tumas Mes, so you could already presume that they already had sprayed it 4 days into their 7 days, and now on the 13th of Nisan is already day 7, and we're not concerned that maybe it was not day 7, because everyone knows that you have to, and therefore we could presume that it's day 7, and then you immerse it you spray it, day 7, then you immerse it, and then it'll be ready, which everyone was presumably doing already, for their knives on the 14th of Nisan. Halacha Zayin, Matzah Sakan Keshura L'Sakan Hayidu Etzlai. Now, let's say the person finds a knife that was tied to a knife that's known to him. He knows that if it's Tara Tame. So, Bimbi Yamtav Bimishar Yam, so whether it's Yamtav or any other day, which usually Yamtav we say it's Tara, other day we say it's Tame, in this case, Hadei Kumay, it's going to have the same status as the knife that he knows about, which generally would have the same status. So, Tara Tara, if the knife that it's connected to is Tara, so then that other knife is also going to be Tara. Tame, if it's Tame, then other one's also going to be Tame, it's going to be considered as Tame. Halacha Ches, Kala Rukin Hanim Tzom Yerushalayim Be'emtza Derech. Now, how we spoke about regarding vessels, but regarding spittle, although we said vessels are not like everywhere else in the world, Yerushalayim, it's going to be tar. But kol harukin, all the spittle hanim tzom Yerushalayim, that's found in Yerushalayim be'emtza derech, middle of the road. So gazar leim tuma, they did decree tuma even Yerushalayim. Kashat harukin hanim tzom b'chamokam, like all other spittle that's found anywhere else. Now v'chol harukin hanim tzom b'tzad Yerushalayim, however, all spittle that's found on the side of the roads of Yerushalayim, tarim, they're going to be presumed tar. Shaparushim heim shemahalchem tzad, because the parushim, the ones who separate themselves from the tuma of the world, they actually go on the sides of the roads. Why they, and then we can presume the spittles from them, why are they on the side? Kedishalei stama, but mak amaretz, that they should not become tummy from amaretz touching them, who would presume that they're tummy. Now, in b'shas regal, however, during yom tov, it's the exact opposite. Shabem tzadech tahayrim, that in the middle of the road, the spittle that you find is going to be presumed tar, shakol yisrael tarim regal, as we mentioned before, because everyone, for the yom tov, they make themselves pure. And everyone's walking, that's the majority are walking in the middle. Shabbat Stadim Tameim, that spittle you find on the side of the road, they're going to be Tamei. Shatmeim Beregel Ma'atim, because the Tamei people on the Yom Tov, they're the minority. The Haim Parshim would see that, Drachim. Therefore, they turn to the sides of the road, not to be Tamei everyone else, and therefore, there it's the inverse on the Regel. Halacha Tes continues regarding the decrees of the sages regarding situations of doubt as relates to laws of Tuma. Kshem Sheridish Noisa Sheni, just like a first degree makes a second degree, Vashena Sashlishi, and the second degree makes a third degree regarding the laws of Truma and which is more stringent, Kain Sveik Rishon, Isa Sveik Sheni, so too the doubt of a Rishon makes a doubt of a Sheni, Usveik Sheni, Isa Sveik Shlishi, so the doubt of a Sheni makes a doubt of a Shlishi. Halacha Yod, Truma v'Kadshim, regarding Truma and Kadshim, Shenitmu, that became Tamei, b'Sveik Av, which regarding a suffix of an Av, of a primary category, Me'avas HaTomah Shel Torah, from the primary categories of biblical law, Hadei Elu Nisrafim B'Tomazu, so the Truma Kadshim that touched that suffix Av, you actually burn it with that Tomah. Topically, for example, let's say that that was in Naga ba'avza oila Naga. If you don't know if it touched the Av or not, that suffix of the Iraisa, when it comes to Truma Kachim, we're going to go ahead, although we generally don't burn, in those cases we're going to burn them, the Truma and Kachim that touched that suffix Av. Halachi Rav, now the Yeshem Sveikis, but there are situations of doubt, Shein Sarfin Aleim, that you would not burn based on the suffix. Now, Vein Oichel Moisam, Oichel Nishin Sapik Lebehem, but you're not going to neither eat those food items that the doubt developed in them. Rather, it's suspended. You don't eat it, but you don't go ahead and you burn it. Rather, you leave it till it just decomposes. Now, the Yeshem Sveik is, now there are certain situations of doubt, that you would burn the Truma because of that doubt, but the Ein Tzarich Lema Kadshim, and you don't have to say regarding Kadshim, which the sages were more stringent regarding its purity, and therefore, the Truma that causes you to burn the Truma, for sure, it's going to cause you to burn that of the Kadshim. Now, Halachi Bey says, actually, Aval Sveik Sveik HaTumah, regarding a doubt of a tumah, meaning when there's two elements of doubt that are telling you that it's going to be tahar, so that's a very far-fetched that it's tameh, then ain't serving the love of truma la'ilam, then you're never going to burn truma because of that. And ben tzarech lema kachim, and we don't have to say that you're not going to burn kachim unnecessarily, el tal and rather it's going to be suspended, lo'ilam lo'isarfi, you're not going to go ahead and eat it, but you're not going to go ahead and burn it. Halacha yud gimel, al shisha sveik is serving this a truma. Now, for six doubts, which we said the certain doubts that you would, certain doubts you won't. For six doubts, you're going to burn the Truma. But Kulm Exam and the Brahman, the old decrees from rabbinic law, they lay there as follows. Abesa Pras, regarding an area where there was a grave that was plowed over, and now you don't know where the bones were scattered in that area, which is rabbinic law, and it's a suffix. Malaf Abama Eretz Am, regarding the earth that's brought from the outside of Eretz Yisrael, where they're also, they bury their dead all over, and you don't know if it is the Tumma of the graves throughout their earth. And Val Bigdam Arts, regarding the garments of ignoramus, which their tummy liked the medrash of Azav out of doubt because maybe his wife was needed to sat on it. And Val Kalim on Mtsoim, regarding vessels that are found, which we said that their tummy from Safik, as we said in Aloha Dald, maybe he was touched by someone who's tummy. And Val Arukam on Mtsoim, regarding the spittle that's found, maybe it's from Azav. And Val Mei Ragli Odom Tummy, and the sixth one is regarding the urine of an adam tamei, of a person that's tamei, shenisar b'meiragl behema, they got mixed with the urine of an animal, mechza mechza 50-50, then you do in botel maris nevlein, you don't know if its appearance has been nullified or not. Those are six types of doubt that one would bring truma if it comes in contact with that tuma. Ketzer, how so? As Ram illustrates, im nitmis truma machas echad mishisha elum. If the truma comes tamei from one of these six things that rabbinically are metamei, although the primary tumah is from a situation of doubt, we don't know if there's a bone up here. We don't know if this vessel became tumah from a zav in all these cases. Still, if it touches truma, raise it to suffer, going to burn it. Why? Since the definite of these cases, which are in this case doubt, if it was definitive, the tumah would be biblical. Because these cases where it's from the dead person, which is that of, let's say, the Beis HaPras, and the offer that comes from Eretz Amim, and the Zav, which regarding, let's say, the Big Dama Oretz, and the Kalim that you find, the Spittle that you find, all these cases, they're Tamei Minotayra, they're biblically Tamei, and that would be definitive. So even in a situation of doubt, you would have the Halacha of bringing the Truma. Now, Ba'achas Truma Shenoga, Ba'achas Meshesh Tuma Sa'elo. Now, whether it's Toma Truma that touched one of these six sources of Tuma, or Chenitmas Machmas Achas Men, or became Tamei from one of them, meaning, v'harehi shlishi la'achsman, and actually, if it's a third degree level from one of them. So, for example, let's say their truma touched something, they touch one of those suffik avatumas. How is it to sarf? You're still going to bring the truma. Now, avalim mistapik le'bucham makam. But if, let's say, the doubt is in any situation, im noga be'beis apras, the beis apras itself is a suffik. Now, let's say a person not sure if he even touched the beis apras, or the earth from the lands of the nations, or loy nogo, maybe didn't even touch. It doesn't know if he touched the garments or the spittle or the vessels or the urine. Maybe didn't even touch it. Then we're going to suspend it. We're not going to say that you're going to burn it. Because we said the primary tumah themselves, if you even touch it, if you even know you touch it, is from an element of doubt. Maybe the tumah, maybe the tar. And the imtumah, we're going to say that the tumah, that they are tumah. Now you have another tzafik. Maybe you touch it, maybe you didn't even touch it. So what's called a svek sveka. It comes out there's actually two elements of doubt. That's what we said in the previous halachas of the Rambam. In those situations, for the truma, you're not going to burn when there's two doubts saying that it's going to be tahar. Ela, meaning that it's two doubts of regarding tuma, which is actually pushing us towards tahara. Ela tol, and rather in those situations, we're going to suspend it. Like we explained this in halacha Yud Beis. So we had the stringency that the Chum made by these six situations of doubt, which we made the doubt like vadai, so we'll burn it. But when there's two doubts, then we'll make it like a classic doubt, which, like in the situation of classic doubt, you're not going to go ahead and burn it, rather than make Thailand. In these cases, that requires a svek, sveka, to say that we're not going to burn it.